For improved tooth movement in treatment with removable aligners, bonded attachments are often required on the facial surface of teeth to provide a purchase point for force application. Have you ever wondered if the type of material used for the attachments matters at all? While many aligner companies offer bonded attachment kits for purchase, I also have several colleagues who claim great success with whatever adhesive they use for bonding brackets in their fixed cases. This topic was the focus of an article in the JCO from the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, titled Translucency, Stain Resistance, and Hardness of Composites Used for Invisalign Attachments. The aim of the study was to determine the best option for attachment material by comparing orthodontic adhesive and restorative composite materials in terms of their aesthetic properties and hardness. For this, a total of 5 materials were tested, 2 restorative materials, Filtrex Supreme Ultra from 3M and Tetric EvoCeram from Ivoclar, and 3 orthodontic adhesives, LCR and Phase 2 Dual Cure from Reliance, and the common Transbond XT from 3M Unitech. 8 samples of each material were created using a mold to form discs 2 millimeters thick and 12 millimeters in diameter, and polymerized according to the manufacturer's instructions using the same curing light. The samples were cured through a flat sheet of aligner attachment template material to simulate the surface texture created in clinical conditions. To test translucency and stain resistance, the samples were measured under standardized conditions with a spectrophotometer before and after being stored for 12 days in a 37 degrees Celsius staining solution of coffee, tea, and cranberry juice. To evaluate hardness, each sample was mounted into a micro-hardness tester and tested 5 times using a validated protocol. For their results, the authors reported that their restorative material, Filtrex Supreme, was the hardest and most translucent product tested. Though for these qualities, the other remaining materials were deemed clinically similar. In terms of staining, the Transbond XT was the material most susceptible to staining, to a degree considered to be clinically noticeable by the authors. These results led to the conclusions that while some differences in material properties were found between samples, most of the products tested have clinically acceptable stain resistance and hardness. I thought the most interesting result of this study was that Tetric EvoCeram, the product sold as part of the Invisalign attachment kit, was not statistically different in terms of stain resistance or hardness from Transbond XT or LCR, 2 commonly used orthodontic adhesives. It also should be pointed out that 2 other important aspects of bonded attachments, and that is material cost and the ease of removal at the end of treatment, were not part of the comparisons made in this study. Hopefully, these qualities can be incorporated into future clinical trials. The complete version of this article, written by Feinberg et al., can be found in the March 2016 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.